Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where sales leaders teach you what's working for them and how you can build it yourself.
This episode of the Predictable Revenue Podcast is brought to you by SDR Pods. Learn how we can build you a fully equipped sales development team to execute on personalized multi-channel prospecting and book you more meetings at the link below.
If you don't have the right data to specifically accelerate revenue, you're at high risk of leaking profits. I'm your host, Sarah Hicks, and today on the Predictable Revenue Podcast, I'm going to be chatting to two experts about unlocking the right data for growth. Digital Magenta is a specialized consulting firm that helps companies harness data to grow revenue and drive operational efficiencies. Coming from a background in engineering and analytics, co-founder and chief intelligence officer for Digital Magenta, Alice Chandrasekaran, developed a platform for capturing the intelligence executives and teams need to make revenue-generating decisions. Co-founder and CEO Jennifer Applin fluidly integrates a data science-informed perspective with strategies that help businesses scale. And together, they combine their years of experience in data intelligence, sales, marketing, and revenue operations to build the Growth Data Platform and help companies use data to accelerate growth and productivity. Alex Chandrasekaran and Jennifer Applin, welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Before we dive into the tactical stuff, give us a bit of a background on Digital Magenta.
Yeah, so during our 20-year career, we found the majority of businesses lacked the data capable of generating the insights required to drive growth. We also saw that other areas of the organization had standards in the way they collect, maintain, and use data, but there was no standard for the growth function, and we are changing that. We saw many executives make growth decisions based on intuition rather than hard facts. We also saw many companies struggling with missed targets, confusion about what activities, mainly programs and teams, were actually driving revenue. We concluded that this was a data problem. We determined the root cause of this data challenge was brought on by what we call the chasm of complexity. And as companies grow, teams become more siloed, unique manual processes emerge, and a vast number of sales, marketing, and industry-specific technologies are acquired. So let's rewind about 10 years ago. We were in a time where there was new technology tools coming on the scene like wildfire. There was a lot of promises of business growth. But what we saw time and time again is that there was a missing link. And the reality is that there's a lot more that needs to come together to drive growth in an organization. Companies need to navigate complexity. There is a saying that growth is messy, which is very true. There are a lot of moving parts that really need to come together to start or even restart growth. And if these layers don't come together, a fragmented revenue operating model emerges, valuable data becomes trapped, and revenue ultimately begins to leak. So the missing link in this equation is data, but not just data, data that tells a story of how revenue is generated in an organization. And this is what we call growth data. And Digital Magenta helps companies harness data to grow revenue and boost productivity. We're a specialized consultancy consisting of a team of data experts and business strategists. And we have done the hard work and heavy lifting to integrate data, process, technology, and business strategy to create a holistic solution for revenue and productivity acceleration.
Cool. I can't wait to get into it, guys. What are we going to be chatting about specifically today? Thank you for the background. And yeah, what's for today?
Yeah, my pleasure. So whether we like it or not, traditional channels of driving revenue have been disrupted, and the need to manage teams remotely has been abruptly accelerated. Leaders were facing stressors of the growth puzzle before 2020. We hear them talk about inaccurate forecasts, missed revenue targets, stalled revenue, and uncertainty on whether their teams are focused on the right activities. In addition, the cross-functional teams that we work with want to win, but are not always set up to show their contribution to revenue before we work with them. So let's face it, everyone is looking for new ways to grow and capitalize on the economic rebound on the horizon. It's a race to become more data-driven, but where do we start? So we're going to touch on where companies are starting from today, how complexity is holding them back, what the right data is to drive growth, and how to begin planning to unlock this data.
Cool. Well, let's get right into it. Tell me what companies are doing wrong right now.
Yeah, for sure. So it's not exactly that they're doing anything wrong. Their environments have become chaotic. Traditional business channels have been disrupted, and the need to become, you know, digitally savvy has been accelerated. So they found themselves in what we call the chasm of complexity. In addition, market pressures, due to market pressures, teams have become dispersed. They were before, but they even more so now, and they have always been great at creating their own unique manual processes. And then technology is added to become more efficient. And this has accelerated, thanks to recent events of the past year. So the complexity problem is compounded by the fact that much of the technology that companies implement is specific to a function. And the more technology a business function adds to optimize their individual processes, the more fractured the revenue operating model becomes. So it becomes unfocused, full of cracks, and essentially the layers just don't work well together. So we see a few things happen. You know, these inefficient operational structures emerge. The data that leaders need to inform growth becomes trapped, and ultimately revenue begins to leak. And there are five common leaks that we see. So they are lack of focus, manual processes, disjointed technology, siloed teams, and the biggest leak of all, unreliable data. And the impact of these leaks is different in each company. We've never met a company that wasn't impacted by one or usually all of those leaks. And some of them are easy to identify, like investing in marketing efforts with no data or teams that are not communicating with each other. And then there's what happens below the line of visibility. And we call these the most terrifying aspects of business because you can't see these leaks. So they can include those A-level opportunities that the sales organization isn't following up on, or business intelligence that's being captured locally and not shared through teams. So a couple of examples of terrifying, findings that we've encountered include, you know, the company that was spending hundreds of thousands on online ads with no strategy, no way to measure, and ultimately no ROI. Or the company that was investing heavily in lead generation only to find that they had $2 million worth of qualified leads stagnating in their pipeline. And that was a big double leak. So at the end of the day, companies are generating more and more data, but it's not the right data.
So what should companies be doing instead?
I'm going to answer that. So companies typically have, most companies typically have KPIs that they're measuring against to see progress. Some of the foundational ones that are like, forecasting, be it average deal size, time to close, win rate, like whatever that can be. But typically what we find in majority of the cases is they're not able to rely on their data for one reason or the other. Forecasting, it seems like it's a foundational KPI and it comes out of the box, but most companies find it, there's some error, there's some gap, and it's not reliable at the end of the day. So step one, having reliable foundational KPIs, it's like a foundational step. And then layering on top of that is data that actually drives growth, which is what makes a difference. So, to answer that, five key things to consider. Companies should look at leading indicator KPIs. Can you tell if your team can meet their target before the quarter ends? Most companies, if they are measuring activities, it is really primarily for productivity. However, if you can correlate key sales meetings that are required to reach revenue goals, it is a clear indicator that tells you ahead of time whether or not you're going to reach your revenue goal. and identifying critical revenue drivers. It can be programs, it can be team actions, it could be anything across the revenue generation process. Understanding which set of cross-functional activities contribute to revenue helps in supporting the above in terms of the sales meeting, getting the right type of meeting, right? One of our clients, we were looking at their data recently and it was showing that their webinars actually resulted in revenue within a 3 to 6 month timeframe. Another, we were able to pinpoint to say their MQLs resulted in higher quality deals than even their prospecting team. So really identifying what are those critical revenue drivers and zoning in, and then focusing your teams on those key activities across the cross-functionally between sales and marketing to driving revenue and providing that level of clarity on what those activities are. Automating cross-functional processes and conversion points. Again, in this, when you leverage automation, you're removing friction in that process between the teams, like whether it be passing leads or, you know, marking something to go back to marketing, like whatever that could be, and also using automation to drive adding further data points. So one common thing that we see is, oh, we need data on this. Let's just say like, okay, we, you know, they're trying to figure out within the opportunity what type. And the easiest route people kind of think about is let's add a field and ask the sales team to enter, which never works. We all know it never kind of ends well, but it's something that we see repeatedly. So using automation to build those data points and collect data. And at the last but not the least is visualizing the leading indicators that become part of the weekly operations, monthly operations that the teams are looking at together, the leadership is looking at it together, and that really helps to kind of like move the companies forward.
Cool. So what should leaders be looking for in the data? How can they identify what these true kind of, you know, growth driver points are within this mass of data?
For sure. That's a great question. It actually starts with an extremely simple question to begin with. The foundational question any leader wants to answer is this, like, which leads become opportunities? How do opportunities become customers? It seems very simple, but in that process, you know, in doing so, it also addresses these essentially important questions that tells a complete story across the revenue generation process in a company. The number one being goals. How do I set my revenue targets, right? There is a right way to set revenue targets. There's also a wrong way to set revenue targets. We've seen both. So really approaching it like, using the right way is using benchmark data. How are you approaching it? Asking those questions. When it comes to volume, how many leads and opportunities do I need to hit the revenue goals? Speed, which of these opportunities will lead to revenue in the shortest amount of time? And let's talk about money. Where do I invest the money to generate these qualified opportunities? Time, how long does it take from a lead coming in to converting into a client? And people, how many team members do I need to be able to reach the revenue target that we have set for ourselves? Activities, and this kind of like ties everything together, right? So which ones are the most important activities in the revenue generating process across sales and marketing? So often we hear, I just need more leads or I just need more salespeople when a company is trying to grow. On the surface, it seems perfectly reasonable, but actually when it comes to a company's revenue generation system, this is the equivalent of saying, I just need more gasoline when you have a fuel leak and a broken GPS, right? Fix the tank and the GPS and you'll effortlessly get to where you need to go with less fuel spent and time spent finding your way. So again, this is, it's really comes down to asking the right questions, and leadership is asking these questions. It's again, really anchoring in those questions to get the answers and not ignoring those leaks.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Very, very easy to picture in those terms. I want to reiterate those kind of themes that you had for those questions, because I think those are really, really important for our listeners to kind of think about. Stop and have a think and say to yourself, okay, I've got this massive data. I have an incredibly huge amount of data from all the different tools I'm using, all the different platforms I'm on. but I need to capture data on these specific areas in order to discover what really drives growth. That first thing was data around your goals. So how you set your targets, what kind of like funnel math you're using to get there, volume. So again, with the funnel math, we now know how we're setting our goals. How many do we need at the top of funnel each, you know, depending on conversion all the way through. So volume, how many leads and opportunities do you need to hit those end goals? Speed, which opportunities lead to revenue in the shortest amount of time? What's our quickest sales cycle? Can we identify, those quick wins, those deals that we can close a whole lot quicker? Money, how much money do I need to spend to generate qualified opportunities? This is such a huge one, I think. It's because you can spend it in so many different areas. And it's
where, how much and where.
Exactly. So you need to be really looking at where you have spent that money and where that ROI has come from. Because like you guys mentioned, there's that those companies that you guys have seen who've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on their marketing strategy and nothing has been coming from it. So that should have been, if they had followed this formula, they would have looked at that and said, let's, diversify the strategy and start to track the data of what's working and what's not. So money, where you spend it and how much. Time, how long does each stage of the customer life cycle take? So this is slightly different from speed as in kind of the velocity with which something moves through that pipeline, but rather how long a prospect or customer sits at each stage of the funnel. And can we increase that to kind of increase that velocity and get those deals in the door quicker? People. So who are the best people? What seats should they be in? How many people do I need in total? Activities. Yeah, this is the last one here, activities. So which are the most important activities across the board, across all of those themes that we've just chatted about for actually driving revenue? Really, really interesting. Love that. Okay, so how does growth data, your guys' platform, help to provide this clarity that we're chatting about now?
For sure. I love answering that question. While KPIs can either be leading or lagging indicators, and we talked about the leading indicator in the beginning, growth data is a leading indicator. You know, it gives you insight into trends before they end up being poor outcomes. And one of the questions I posed earlier was, are you able to say if your team is going to reach their revenue target before the quarter ends, yes or no? And that is typically what a leading indicator does. It kind of gives you foresight rather than you've kind of like gone through the quarter, breezed through the quarter, and it's like, oh, hey, we did not hit that revenue target at all, right? So the specific revenue generating activities that we talked about that are identified at key conversion points is one of the key growth data points that we kind of look at. The intention here is to help to set achievable targets and guide the required behaviors to achieve them. The activities can be very different from team to team, might be a very specific type of sales meeting, or it can be a blog post promoted by a social. It is really kind of getting to the crux of it and understanding the revenue generating activity. And really kind of like connecting the dots across. For one of our clients, it translated to, as long as each new business salesperson can have 1 to 2 needs analysis meetings monthly on our closing an average deal size worth X dollars, they were set to reach their revenue goals. So by the end of the first month or the second month, if their team is not kind of following that cadence, it's like a glaring indicator that you're not going to be able to reach that revenue target, right? And the question then kind of evolved to, okay, how are we going to make sure they actually get to do these 1 or 2 specific type of needs analysis meetings? When you track across sales and marketing, now you can kind of like clearly draw the line. Okay, well, we need this certain type of marketing activity that drives the certain type of lead that drives this meeting, right? So now you're kind of like starting to work backwards. So that is really how growth data provides clarity for the teams. And, you know, when you like, this is a common realization, every team, like sales team, marketing team, they all want to win. They're really looking for clarity from the leadership at the end of the day to say, okay, where do we focus? How do we show the maximum success for the organization? So again, this really helps teams to be focused, provide that clarity, and the leadership to be like, continue to provide that clarity to reach those growth goals at the end of the day.
It's interesting hearing you explain it. I really understand now when you guys were talking earlier on in the episode about how one of the biggest problems is the silos of the data, because it sounds like what growth data is kind of able to do is we know funnels. There's like usually a marketing funnel and it goes like top to bottom. Now we've got a lead. And then that person enters a brand new funnel over here with no conversation between the two sides. And now they've entered the sales funnel and then they go from top to bottom. But you guys are kind of taking into account every single individual funnel that exists everywhere from the very beginning of that customer journey, all the way to actual closed won opportunities. And then not only looking at it as just kind of like a basic funnel, but it's like a bit of an algebraic formula that you've worked out where you're pulling in all of these different variables from all of the different data that exists over the different platforms people are using, and then coming up with a very complex, a complex sort of formula that results in a very simple answer to, okay, look, here are the points that you need to hit in order to hit that final goal at the end.
Yeah, I love how you kind of summarized it. It's really the simplicity. Like like you said, there are so many different funnels. And, you know, we actually work with a client on the professional services side. They have another layer of funnels on top of like sales, marketing, there's like recruitment, right? So it, at the end of the day, it's really connecting the dot and really making sure across that revenue generation process, what are those key activities that impact revenue? So I really love your summary. You put it way better than I.
No, it's great. I can really picture the value that you guys are providing all the way from start to finish, for not only from even the customer perspective, it's going to be such a more pleasant customer journey to travel through a process that is unsiloed like that. But then of course, from the business perspective, there's a massive business impact to having that all streamlined. So what do companies need to do in order to access growth data like you guys can provide it?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll weigh in there. So first of all, companies need to begin by understanding how revenue is generated and how it flows through their organization. And this is the cross-functional nature that you picked up on that we really like to look at. And that's the starting point, right? Is understanding, you know, that journey. And it can be very, very complex in companies, depending on the industry and depending on a lot of different factors. And, you know, once they kind of see how revenue flows, you know, through their operating model, they need to look at how data flows through that same operating model. And to do this, they need to identify, you know, their key systems. They need to connect those systems, and data needs to be mapped basically across the entire revenue operating model. And once that data is mapped, those key revenue drivers, they can emerge, and those insights can be used to guide better growth decisions and strategies. But it doesn't stop there. The teams need to be organized, right, around those key revenue drivers. And that's a really, really important aspect. And there's an element there of breaking down those silos, like you pointed out, and making sure that, you know, the left hand knows what the right hand is doing, and all the teams are, you know, are working on the right things. And this is, again, like the stress of leaders, right? Are my teams working on the right things? Well, you know, you may not have known from a data perspective, but you might've been able to walk down the hall and have a general sense that yes, my team, right, is working on the right things. But now that's been completely disrupted by the fact that, you know, a lot of teams have gone remote, and there's so many companies now making announcements that they're not planning to go back, right? They're not planning to go back to an office full time. Yeah. So again, it really shows how important it is. It's what are those drivers, and then get the teams, right? Get the teams working on the right activities across mm-hmm. that entire revenue operating model. And you know, those drivers, then they really need to be visualized on dashboards, so they can be integrated into the daily operations of the company. So, you know, there's no point in uncovering this data if it's not going to be a discussion at every single team meeting, every single leadership meeting, right? and to do that, it needs to be visualized in a place where, you know, where people can see it. And we find that that place is on dashboards. And you know, a lot of these cross-functional processes can be automated to eliminate low-value tasks for team members, and that's going to ensure that the company processes are also much more scalable. And, you know, in a lot of cases, you can focus people on higher value activities, right? You reduce those low value tasks, across the revenue generating spectrum. And all of a sudden you have people, delivering to their fullest potential. And, I'll just add in another point there, because we talked about revenue leaks, but there's also this idea of talent leaks. Right. And when people aren't focused on the right activities and they aren't working to their fullest potential, companies are at risk for their top talent to leave. And if companies in growth mode, they need that top level talent. They can't have it walking out the door. So essentially the company discovers exactly what works. So the right processes are followed. The right activities can be repeated over and over again. And everyone focuses on the common goal, which is how to grow the business.
So interesting that you mentioned the talent leaks, because that's such a funny sort of, ironic truth, I guess, that exists within sales, which is meant to be, of course, the biggest revenue driving team or department within any company, but it's the team with the highest turnover, pretty much without fail in any company. And it's so interesting that you say that can come down to a data problem, because I think so much we can attribute it to, like it's a culture problem or it's like a compensation problem or there's all these other things, but all those other problems go away if you're tracking the right things and moving in the same direction. It's like they're scapegoats for this underlying problem, which is just that you don't know how to make that money, and therefore your sales reps aren't making that money and they're upset and they leave.
Exactly. You got it. And, there's also, there's always the top performers, right? There's the top five, but using these data points, we can find out what are these top performers doing and how can we replicate more of them? So every single person on the team can be a top performer, right? We don't have to leave it for the top one or two or 10 or, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And everyone is set up for success at the end of the day, like you said, everyone is equally set up for success.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think that's something so unique about this platform that you guys have built, is that it really does cover all of these different teams' needs. And we've got a lot of these kind of individual tools that may plug in and assist with like one data point in particular. Like there are the tools out there for, listening to your calls and having a look at what does the top performer do against their peers. But that's it, right? Like a lot of even the tools are siloed, and yeah, exactly. Just useful for the team or for that one activity. And so that I feel is an incredible piece of value that you have in being able to aggregate data from everywhere and pull it into one platform. And I'm curious, how does does the platform kind of integrate with any other tools that people might be using, or how does it manage to, pull this data from all these different places?
For sure. So, one of the things is we call it the nuts and bolts, but, right now data lives in technology. Everyone uses lots of different types of technology to get to the bottom of data. There's CRMs, there's marketing automation systems, there's BI platforms. So at the end of the day, the way we look at it is it's technology agnostic. You basically kind of like look at our fundamental principle is like, let's connect the dots, regardless of what the technology is, knowing that we need to connect the technologies to speak to each other meaningfully, right? It's the whole theme with big data. Like there is so much data out there, but the minute you get them to talk meaningfully to each other, where marketing data actually starts making sense to sales, and then the sales team data actually starts making sense to marketing, right? And we had a recent client shared with us. So she had the annual sales meeting, and then she was on to present, okay, well, here's how much marketing contributed. And the sales team were pretty much like shocked that they had no clue that marketing was generating, contributing to revenue in millions. Right. So they never had that level of visibility. And that happened because we were able to go in and say, okay, well, these are the key activities. Let's connect them regardless of the technology. And these teams lived in different systems, obviously. It's like the theme of the era that we live in, because there's lots of technologies that are solving specific things. Mm-hmm. And every time a business is trying to move forward, they're adding specific technologies that adds further to the complexity, moving further away from data that is meaningful. So we kind of go in technology agnostic, use the systems, and really like start making the data to really meaningfully interact with each other.
Cool. Well, I'd love to hear a little bit more about some of these companies that you guys have worked with and have seen that kind of insight, like that company story that you just shared. Tell me more about the impact that this has had when you have managed to aggregate all of this for companies.
For sure. And two clients come to my mind. And one, they're a construction services company. And we recently had a conversation with their CEO, and he basically said, the platform has enabled us to understand exactly which key activities across the departments would help us drive high revenue generating deals. Because they work in construction services, so there are deals that come in that has a very long-term potential that can drive like millions and millions of repeated revenue also. Previously, they would come in through marketing, no visibility, kind of become this one-off opportunity in sales. Now that it's all connected, they can really see, okay, well, this activity led to this type of deal that has repeated revenue, and that kind of really helped them to connect the dots across. And, you know, it also helped them to eliminate costly revenue leaks, because if someone wasn't paying attention to that coming in at the right time, and Jen talked about the repeated activities, we also go in to automate like any of those activities to remove the friction in that process at the end of the day and collect data. So it eliminated a lot of the costly revenue leaks that could happen. The example where 2 million worth of leads were like stagnating, sales didn't really utilize it, and they were like asking for, give me a list to call. And they were looking at ways to purchase a list versus you have quality, qualified, warm leads. It's just, you know, it's not clear for them to identify for some reason, right? And they're actually on track for significant growth coming out of this downturn. So that's one positive. And the other client example that we, this is a client that we absolutely love, digital services company, and the CEO, he compared, he had a really, cool analogy, actually, before I go into the story. He's like, oh, so you've given me a Ferrari at the end of the day, with all the clarity that he has about the business, yeah. Right? He's like, you know, we met with them at the time they were looking for a partner to help with growth strategies. They had hit a revenue plateau. And since their engagement, they've actually doubled their revenue and continued to grow in the midst of the pandemic. And they actually belong to the industry that was impacted by the lockdown directly. Mm-hmm. And in spite of that, they were able to reach their revenue goals halfway into the year. Again, the clarity in what requires to like needs to happen. And you know, this client specifically, there's one thing that I love about them is they have clarity in terms of like the activities that they were able to compare. Here's the results from marketing. Here's the marketing activities, and that generated qualified leads. And here's the results from their sales prospecting team. At the end of the day, they were able to kind of go in and compare. Okay, at the end of the day, we actually landed more higher quality clients through our marketing qualified leads than even the prospecting team. So now the CEO is, okay, I just need to direct money towards here and pump more of it so we can generate higher quality opportunities, right? So again, the data is able to kind of give him the clarity so that he can make the right decisions to move his business forward. These two are our absolute favorite. Having that clarity around what drives revenue, leaders can absolutely pull the right levers.
Yeah, makes sense. That's something that would be appealing to absolutely any leader of any business to know that, to be able to somehow look in this crystal ball and see it all. And you guys have built that. It's no longer kind of a fantasy that people have, but it's actually a tool that they can use. It's pretty incredible what you guys have done. I'm blown away by the ability to pull everything together from all these different sides. It's not something that I've ever heard of before. It really was this like crystal ball. It's like, well, we all just have to suffer through the lack of data because that's the way it is. So yeah, it's really interesting. Cool. Well, I don't have any more specific questions around that, but I would love to have the opportunity to hear your pitch on Growth Data and on Digital Magenta. The reason that we do this in the podcast is, number one, because there are going to be sales reps listening who absolutely gain value from seasoned sales reps or veterans like Jennifer yourself. It's very valuable for them to hear somebody really experienced speaking about their product. And then also the other side is that there are absolutely tons of those leaders that are going to be listening to this podcast as well, who 100% can generate a lot of value through this product. So I'd love to hear it.
Great. Well, one of our clients began this initiative right before the world turned upside down. And that CEO just voiced how glad he was because they're now on track for significant growth coming out of this downturn. So if you are a company that is scaling fast and you want to make sure to keep your cash in your jeans, or your revenue is stalled out and you need to get over that hump, growth data can help you get on track. It benefits leaders across the entire organization, provides clarity into those revenue driving activities, increases efficiency and productivity, reduces costs associated with ineffective strategies or unnecessary hires. It makes the business more scalable and ensures business continuity. It helps leaders prioritize the highest impact efforts. So here's my ask for the people listening today. Do you have the clarity to tell the story of exactly how revenue is generated in your company? And if the answer is no, I would encourage you to reach out and book a strategy session with us so we can talk about your goals. And I will leave you with a final thought here. Growth data is an investment that can never walk out of your business. Once you've established it, it builds value month over month, year over year. And there's really never been a better time to prioritize data as a key growth strategy in your business.
Amazing. Thank you so much, both of you guys, both of you, Alice and Jennifer, for coming on this episode. If people do want to reach out to you, if they want to learn more from either of you, where can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. They can find us at digitalmagenta.com, or they can reach out to me via LinkedIn, Jennifer Applin. And we have a new guide that we're launching, and it's for leaders who are planning to invest in their next stage of growth. And that can be downloaded right off the main page of our website, which again is digitalmagenta.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure having both of you. It's such an exciting tool. It's an exciting time for such a tool to be available. I'm so excited to see where this goes. I can see you, unicorn, just hitting the big time.
Awesome. We think so too.
Thank you so much. And thank you all of you guys for listening to another episode of the Predictable Revenue Podcast. We will catch you next time.